AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. If Donald Trump wins the Republican presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton may win the White House. That's just one of the broadsides that Mitt Romney will fire when he takes Trump down during a speech this morning at the University of Utah. AP correspondent Shirley Smith with what we have learned about the speech Romney will give as panicked party leaders try to stop Donald Trump.
Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney says Donald Trump is a phony. In comments prepared for a speech he's giving in Utah, he says that Trump's domestic policies, quoting now, would lead to recession, his foreign policies would make America and the world less safe, and that his personal qualities would mean America would cease to be a shining city on a hill.
As party leaders work to keep Trump from getting the nomination, the squabbling candidates will meet for another debate tonight. And AP correspondent Mark Smith reports Trump will be in the crosshairs.
At last week's debate, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz launched a furious attack on the billionaire businessman, saying he's fundamentally unsuited for the presidency. But after Trump swept seven Super Tuesday contests, GOP leaders fearing he'd be a disaster this fall are desperate for an alternative. So the question now is how much will Rubio and Cruz go after each other, hoping to be that alternative?
A white Montgomery, Alabama police officer has been charged with murder in the shooting of a black man. Police say Officer Aaron Smith thought Gregory Gunn was suspicious, though they're not saying exactly what the officer thought was unusual. Police in Istanbul have shot and killed two women who earlier had attacked police with gunfire and a hand grenade. This is according to Turkish authorities. The women had escaped the scene in a vehicle and hid inside a building a short distance away from the police station before they were located. No word on who they are. This is AP Radio News. The late night guys are joking about the presidential election. On The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Looks like it's going to come down to Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton for the presidency. Even Alien and Predator are like, this is too scary to watch.
And then there's Jimmy Kimmel.
Google reported today that the search phrase, how can I move to Canada, jumped 350%. That's not a joke.
The ratings for Super Tuesday coverage didn't get as many viewers as the Oscars show did, but they weren't too shabby. The Nielsen company now reporting the ratings. They say an estimated 23.5 million Americans watched the coverage of Tuesday's voting on the six networks that had coverage at 10 in the evening Eastern time. The largest Super Tuesday audience was drawn by NBC, which had 5.7 million viewers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.